Welcome back to WSHIT's News at 11. It's news you can use before you snooze. Well, excitement today building around pop star Britney Spears as fans and supporters hit the streets in protest over her father's conservatorship. A court hearing happened today, and while no final decision has been made on the legal matter quite yet, we sent WSHIT's Dandy Danderson to report on the day's events. Dandy, I know this issue is close to your heart. Can you tell us how you're feeling after today's court proceedings?
Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more! Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you bastards! Leave Britney alone!
Early 2020, the world shut down. Stores, restaurants, schools, and whole communities shut their doors in an effort to protect human life. As the world quickly changed, one man went on Facebook to get a degree in internet epidemiology. Brian, along with his lab assistant Hoatley, are curing coronavirus by commenting on fake news and reposting recipes of secret virus cures from a friend of a friend who works high up in government. Join Brian and Hoatley as they discuss the world and life during this forced interruption, learning, laughing, and loving in this real-life commercial break. On this episode of The Commercial Break...
I don't know where they're based out of. I've talked with some people over there, and I found out that some, you know, there's a rather large podcasting
platform.
I'm happy
to like actually help you with your research.
Do you think I need backup on my research? Because this may be the one thing that I'm doing for 14 straight days. We may be recording like 112 episodes as I get locked in this studio for 14 days.
I'm free.
Ah! The shaft of your penis feels very hard and tight. I must let me work it out. Don't worry, Bertha knows how. Bertha knows what to do. You're in good hands, literally.
Right.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Tooba tooba tooba. Dean Booty Show. Wonder how. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers to friends so near and dear.
Yes, and it's Friday.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday. Hey, that guy from the Widespread Panic passed away. Sonny?
I know, Todd.
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 Jen? John? What was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to start internet rumors.
Sad.
Yeah, I know. I hear
he
you.
He wasn't actually in Widespread Panic anymore, but he was a founding member.
No, he was not. I caught him at a Athens liquor store one time. When I was like 18, yeah. 19 years old and I was trying to get booze. And, you know, I was going to get the booze because it's a liquor store in Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
But he was there with his overalls on. And he's a little bigger than he was later on in life. He's like a, you know, big, you know, yeah, husky guy. And the girl that I was with noticed him because I was never a huge fan of Widespread Panic. Not like you guys are, right? I wasn't a huge fan, but I generally knew that they were a band and that they had a drummer. And so she's like, oh my God, that's the drummer for that. And I'm like, oh my God. And she goes up to him and she's like, hey, what's his name again? Sonny? And she's
Todd.
Like, Todd.
Todd.
John? So he's like,
Sonny is a drum.
I know.
He's
the other drummer. Yeah. So I say, so she says, oh my God, Todd, it's so good to see you. And he's like, yeah, thanks. You know, it's great to be here. And as soon as he opened his mouth, the fire coming out of his mouth was like, holy shit, this guy's been at it all day long. I mean, all day. But he couldn't have been more nice. I mean, he could not have been more friendly.
A sweetheart. He really was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. While they're not my someone that I've gotten into over the course of life, I do feel bad because I know a lot of my friends, not I feel bad, but I'm generally feel a sense of sorrow.
Empathy.
That's right. So yes. I checked in to see if Dean Bodie was also going to do a little tribute to Sonny, Todd, God, John, Mark, Paul, Luke, to one of the apostles.
Ringo.
I checked in to see if Sonny, to see if Dean was going to do his, you know, just a little something about Todd.
A montage.
He did not. However, he did talk a lot about Bodie. So there you go.
Well, that's his He's Bodie's number one fan.
Hey, welcome to the Dean Bodie Show. When I was to see, I left on a...
He's like a musical savant. He just starts singing. Mostly Billy Joel is what I've noticed, but he can throw in a few Bruce Springsteen.
Billy Joel.
Yeah, Dean Bodie.
To say.
Dean Bodie at DeanBodie.com if you want to see the world's most interesting podcast marathon that's going on. DeanBodieShow.com. He is doing a podcast to whom I don't know, but the guy just keeps going and going and going. Two episodes a day. It's him and his dog, who he says is 27 years old. It couldn't be the, I mean, it couldn't be a more cute show. And he's still at it, Hoadley. Still at it.
I love it. Well, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, no, it's the quarantine. I mean, what are you going to do? You're just going to, you know, go get tests.
If you quit your passion project during the quarantine, then
you're fucked.
Yeah, you might need to rethink things.
That's right.
Hi, Dean. It's Brian's mom. Just thought I'd call you. Just thought I'd call you and let you know that elegant nails won't touch you if you want to go there.
Thanks, Mrs. Green. I'm here with Dean. I'm here with Bodie, my dog.
Oh, that's nice, dear. Can Irving borrow him as a grandchild?
I'm sure Dean would allow that.
Yeah, my mom's.
You should introduce those two.
Those two.
Your
oh God.
Mom and
yeah.
Dean.
I'd get voicemails forever.
Talk all the time.
That's right. my mom's boyfriend still looking for more grandchildren in case anybody's got any to borrow. Lord. TBC podcast.com. I feel like I've been drinking the fire water all day. TCBpodcast.com is where you go to find all the show notes, learn more about Chrissy and I, and you can listen to all the episodes. Leave a review if you care to do so. And we are soliciting audio clips, parody songs, whatever audio clip you think might be funny and you own it. It's your copyright. You know, you did it. You can send it to info@tcbpodcast.com or go to the website and drop us a line and we'll find a way to get those larger files over to us. We're going to, I'd like to start actually showcasing some of that stuff on the show. So send it over.
Yeah,
and
please.
We've gotten one or two so far.
We have?
Of mixed quality. So I'll just say that.
Mixed quality.
I'm not sure what language. Not sure what language either of them are speaking, and I'm pretty sure one of them is like "fuck you" in Russian. It's like, you know, take your show off head, fucking stupid American. I think he's trying to get me to say something about QAnon, and I won't do it. I just won't do it, Chrissy.
No, don't.
Yeah, because I'll get banned from Facebook, like all the other QAnon idiots.
It's just idiots.
Yeah, and then you can join the Break Room. We did put out the first August issue of the Break Room, and so if you go to tcbpodcast.com, it's hard to miss it because it'll come right up. It'll say "join the Break Room," and you do so, and we'll send you the extra content that we send every month. And it's great. This month you'll get to hear the voicemail of my mother that we keep on talking about. So if this is your first time here, welcome aboard. If you're joining us again, yes. Welcome back. I'm Brian. Welcome. This is my good friend Hoadley, episode 20. We made it to 20. Yes, we should
have
a party.
Oh my God, Brian, that's super exciting.
It really is. Cheers. Because internet stats tell me that most podcasts don't make it past episode number 4, actually. Is it 4 or 7?
Really?
I can't remember. I think it's 4 or 7. Yeah, there's like in the quarantine, there have been 1 million new podcasts have been started across the world.
That.
And somebody was giving the stat. I can't remember. Maybe it was Allison Hare, our good friend, does a podcast called Culture Changers. And she had the Simplecast COO on. Simplecast is like a hope. We
wow,
do the podcast.
She
yeah. We, yeah, cool. She did. It was cool. We do the podcast. We upload it onto our host. Our host then sends it out to the world where you're listening right now, whatever that is, Apple or Castbox or Castros or Podbean or
Castros.
Whatever it is. Castros.
Fidel.
Which is my favorite. I don't know where they're based out of. I've talked with some people over there and I found out that some, you know, there's a rather large podcasting
platform.
I'm happy
to like actually help you with your research.
Do you think I need backup on my research?
I, too, am in quarantine, and I don't have two small children, so let me help you with your research.
Podasses, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Brian Green with the commercial break.
The what?
The commercial break.
Okay, what you want?
I'd like to buy an advertisement on your platform just so I can get some new listeners.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes, currently we're running a special. you can get a large size banner ad and you can supersize it for $6,722.
Oh, great. Can you tell me about how many people you have on the website every day?
6 million.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, 6 million.
That's fantastic. So how many clicks do you expect out of that 6 million?
Probably 5 million.
Wow, where are you guys
right,
based there?
It's all the 6 million people that have a podcast.
That's
that are
correct.
Really not.
That's correct. Who's that? Who's speaking? I can only speak to one person at a time. It's the law of my country.
Which country is that?
Shaba La Roba.
Oh, where's Shaba La Roba located?
North of the North Pole.
Oh, that's awesome.
In space.
Yes, we're in outer space. We're podcasting from outer space. Would you like to buy the banner ad?
Yes, I would. Where do I sign up?
I want you to go to Western Union and send it directly to Jose Gonzalez, care of Mexico City.
Oh, that's awesome.
You did this, didn't you?
Yes. I'm calling all these. Every time I find a new podcasting platform, I'm like, oh, I wonder if we can do business with them. See if we can find a few new customers. And then I'll get like emails at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sure. No problem. How many clicks do you need?
I don't know. How many can you provide?
Is mini. We have the mini package or the more package. Which one would you like?
I'll take the mini.
$5 million.
That's awesome. Ah, I'm a podcaster, so my ego is big. I'm willing to pay anything for anything. There's a little joke about podcasters. How much is a podcaster willing to pay for a new listener? And the answer is
anything.
How much you got?
How much you got?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So it's been a little bit of a strange day for me, as you know, and many,
yes.
And I'd like to ask you a few questions about your weekend too, because I know it was interesting, but
sure.
I actually started coming down with a few of the symptoms that may be related to the COVID-19, the coronavirus.
Virus.
Yes.
The virus, the yes. novel virus.
The corona novel virus. That's right. So a couple of days ago, I woke up with a splitting headache and it did not go away the entire day. Like it really stuck with me and it was bad enough to put me down, like where I had to lay down. I've never had a migraine that I know of. I'm having some bad headaches, but they were mostly drug or alcohol related. And so I didn't think much of it, to be honest with you, until a few friends in my circle, in my group, who I think we've all been quarantining pretty tightly, But we do share, like, you know, there's some people in common that we share that come over to our house to help us out and stuff like that. And so they alerted me that there was one of the group did have one of the family members of the group of the people who come out to help us out with the baby and stuff like that. They do have coronavirus. So then I thought to myself, and then I woke up again today with a headache. And so I was like, you know what? Not probably needing to take any chances. I'm going to go get a real nasal swab test, which I haven't had done yet. I've had blood tests done, but not nasal swabs. And thanks to you, I got a hold of Core Atlanta, which is like a volunteer group doing free COVID testing. And they've been doing it for a while now. You've been going, you've been three times?
I just had my third one done today within a month.
Yeah. And they're giving you results in like 24 hours, huh?
24 to 48 hours.
Because I feel what
I've experienced so far.
Unbelievable. Because I feel like the same people who are doing testing at like CVS, like, so I go online and I tell Google, I say, find me a coronavirus test. And the first thing that comes up is the group that you told me about. Oh, it comes up on Google and it doesn't even have a web page. Google just says, go here, right?
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere else. Go here. But because I don't know much about the go here, I'm like, nah, here they're doing it at CVS. Let me figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, CVS has no appointments ever for any reason. They also tell you it's going to take 7 to 10 fucking days to get your results. Well, that does me no good. In 7 to 10 days, I could be in a hospital somewhere. Like, I don't need to know that. And my kids could be sick. I don't need to know that 7 to 10 days to know that 7 to 10 days from now. I need to know it now. And then it says, go to this little minute clinic down the street. Holy, I swear to God. Google says it's open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. for coronavirus testing. Drive through only. No appointment needed. Go there. Results in 2 or 3 days. I show up at this place. There's weeds growing over the fucking doors. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm not the only one, too. There's like 12 other people in the parking lot. Like, we're all scratching our heads. Like, I guess this place.
It's closed?
Yeah, it's closed. Not only.
Oh, no.
It's like one of those minute clinics. And not only does it not do coronavirus testing, it doesn't do any kind of fucking testing. Because there's no one there, doors are closed, lights are off, good night, Sally. I mean, it's just all over. Now, maybe I came at the wrong time, but the place was overgrown. Like, there were weeds growing through, growing around the front doors. I don't know if coronavirus put them out of business.
Did you go to a CVS or was it the Rite Aid?
No, I went to
Rite Aid down the street for me, and it literally did close down, and it has weeds.
The Rite Aid closed down?
Yeah.
That was the crack aid right there.
It was bought by...
by some good company that's going to tear it down.
And, yeah. Or Walgreens or one of them. Yeah.
When I lived down there, that Rite Aid was quite hopping in all the wrong directions. You had to wear a bulletproof vest when you went down there. It was like crack aid. There were a lot of drug deals that were going down there in open air, right across the street from the Atlanta fucking police department. Yeah. When I lived down there on that side of town, and I lived pretty close to there, I lived pretty close to the Atlanta precinct, like the Atlanta Police Department precinct. And it seemed to me that the Atlanta Police Department kind of had a deal with the neighbors next door, which was, we're going to let all the white people come and buy their drugs from this one particular spot that's right next to fucking door to the Atlanta Police Department. And we're just going to turn our heads and we're going to go somewhere else and arrest other drug dealers, because it was going on 24/7 on these corners. And police officers were driving by all day long, sitting in the gas station parking lots, driving by, getting McDonald's, getting Wednesdays, whatever it was. But there were open air. It was like an open air drug market just going on. And I always found that rather suspicious, like, when the cops, this is like easy pickings, just go get these guys, right? But they never seemed to fuck with those guys. It was always somebody else down the street. I'm not sure why that is. And I'm not even getting this speculation. I'm not even getting speculation. But anyway, so I go to of course I didn't go to CVS or Rite Aid or any reputable place. I'm Brian Green. I researched the place I could go to get a test right now, right this second, without any waiting, nowhere. So I went to, you know, American Family, you know, Values Clinic, right? I don't know. I showed up at a, like, I don't know, a methadone clinic for a coronavirus test.
You're like, I need a test.
Do you need coronavirus test with your banner ad?
Yes, I do.
Okay, come on. Add an extra $10,000 and I will send it to you. Send that $10,000 to my wife, Maria Gonzalez.
I'm on it, Jose. I'm on it. So
what's
went.
What's your Venmo again? Just tell me.
No. No paper trail, please. You can send me Bitcoin.
Bitcoin? You guys are advanced.
That's correct. Send that Bitcoin to John Smith.
So I go to your little, so I sign up 2 seconds. It's like 2 seconds to sign up and they give me an appointment 10 minutes from the time when I signed up, and I thought it was amazing. And I go there and it's a well-oiled motherfucking machine. 20 lanes. 100 people
I'm
out there.
I'm going to go there once a week just because.
Why not? And it's free.
And it's right down the street.
It's free and you're getting results in a day? I mean, that's incredible.
I mean, yeah, it just makes sense that you would just want to know that you're not spraying COVID droplets on anyone.
I mean, I really do want to. Now I really do want to know.
We just traveled. You know, we'll get into that later. But yeah.
No. Get into it now. So what happens? So listen, don't, you know, no specifics here. But so your daughter goes away to college. You guys get on a plane to go where she's at in college, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's a trip out west that you just couldn't make by. I guess you could make it by car, but it would take, you know, four times as long. And
we could.
It, in my opinion, probably put you in much more danger along the way because now you have to stop at hotels, motels, restaurants, you know, gas stations.
That's right. I am a motel kind of girl. So
are you a motel kind of girl?
So I would have forced us to stop at motels.
I am not a motel kind of boy.
No, yeah. I know. nothing against motels.
Yeah.
So we did. We flew. And I have to say, Delta, I have to give a shout out to Delta. They were very, very, very good. No middle seats. The air was filtrated, they said, more than the grocery store air.
Wow.
Everybody's wearing masks. Has to wear a mask. If somebody doesn't have a mask on, you're turning around the plane, taking it back. I mean, they've got masks to give out.
I've seen it happen on YouTube.
They're giving you sanitizer wipes as soon as you walk in. I mean, it's just it was no cart service. They were giving you bags full of just like, here's a water, here's some snacks.
Good for them. Yeah, because because when you're getting on an airplane, it's like.
Stop it right now. And you're asking for the bar.
It's like, I mean, you know, a plane right now seems to me like a coronavirus death trap.
Right.
But Delta, who's based here in Atlanta and is a hometown favorite, I think, of most people who live in Atlanta, right? It's the largest airline in the world. That's the reason why we have the busiest airport in the world. And they've always done a great job. I always fly Delta when I get an opportunity to. It's just one of those brands that I actually care about, that I'm actually like, I'm invested in that brand.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad to hear that they're taking this very seriously. I took a flight about a week before the lockdowns started to Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
And they were very good on those flights. So we didn't have to wear a mask at that point, but they were handing out hand sanitizer. They weren't doing certain things on the flight that they normally do. And it just seemed like they had their shit generally together already. And this was a week before lockdown started. This is when only like four states had coronavirus, Georgia being one of them, of course, because we have the busiest airport in the world. So you get on the plane and it's like a whole different experience, huh?
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're all still very nice and you go and sit down. But yeah, there's no middle seats being sold. So that.
Oh, all the middle seats are done, huh? Gone.
Nope. No.
So what if you have what if it's like the three of you are flying out there? Can you sit together?
No, what you do is you buy the row.
Okay.
So Olivia had the by the window. I had the aisle. Jeff had the aisle and there was another guy by the window.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Actually, there was a little snafu with that. That guy started puking as soon as we got into the air.
No way.
Poor Jeff. I look over, you know, I've got my headphones in and I'm like so nervous and I've got my N95 on and it's kind of, you know, really hurting my nose and everything's very uncomfortable and it's a 3-hour flight.
Yeah.
Know?
Oh, man. So what a nightmare.
And I look over at Jeff and I'm kind of like, yeah, it's okay. And he's like, no.
Excuse me, sir. Put your mask back on.
He's like, no, everything's not okay. And I was like, what's going on? And he wrote on his like phone, you know, on the notes. He's like, the guy next to me is throwing up.
Oh, is he like throwing up in the puke bag?
Yeah. And I look over and he is, and there's no mask on and he's throwing up. And Jeff's like,
oh.
So there was that.
Did he look like sickly? Like, was he an older man or like, did he look sickly? Like maybe he had a long night at the office and he was just kind of fucked up or.
No,
just a guy who just got airsick, huh?
Like late 20s.
Wow. Like, no.
Yeah. And then he just got sick. Maybe it was the nerves. It's nerve wracking. You're going through the airport.
The airport's already a nerve.
There are people that are not wearing masks in the airport. Most everybody is. But some people aren't, and some people aren't wearing them the proper way. You know,
they're wearing with a note around their shit. Yeah, they're like they're protecting their goddamn goatee.
I know, like, it's not a chin strap.
It's so stupid.
You should actually have it over your nose and mouth. So, anyways, we made it out there. We stayed in a hotel. The hotel was fantastic. I have to give a shout out to Marriott, the Marriott chain of hotels.
Oh,
they were very fancy. Again, all masks, touchless to get in, and. whatever. So you just have to kind of compartmentalize it and just say, okay, you got to just enjoy it while we're doing it. And so all we could do was just wash our hands, put it on hand sanitizer, wear masks.
You just have to do what you have to do. Yeah.
And then come back. So yes. Yeah, so then today we went and got tests. We came back Wednesday night.
Yeah. Good for
today
you.
Today we went and got tests and we're going to see.
Yeah. Good Hopefully. For you. Yeah. I just got my test and I'm going to wait and see too. And I got a small child and I'm a very nervous baby mama right now. And
of course
it wouldn't fucking surprise me if I have the virus, and I'll explain why, because here in the state of Georgia, between 15 and 17%.
We're the hot spot. We're the biggest. We're the largest per capita.
Yeah.
We're number one.
Listen, and I don't want to get too Georgia specific here, because I know most of our listeners are not from Georgia and they could give a shit less, right? But let me tell you
Georgia,
something.
Georgia, United States.
Yeah, okay. Georgia, United States. It's all this Georgia, United States. So
there's Georgia, Russia.
Oh, yeah, there is. So in Georgia, this governor of ours didn't lock down till late, opened everything back before everybody else did, including massage parlors and bowling alleys. That's what he decided to open first. Massage parlors and bowling alleys.
Tattoo.
Yeah, don't even begin to ask me why he did this. Listen, I'm no fan of this guy on any day of the week, but I root for him to do the right thing, because I don't care who's in office. I root for them to do the right thing. Even Donald Trump, even though I can't stand the guy, and that's clear listening to this show, I root for him to do the right thing, because he's our president and he's a president of everybody, not just some of the people, right? And we need it. We need him to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Now, Brian Kemp is, we are now, like, even the White House is saying the state of Georgia is fucked. Like, yeah, it's all, like, fucked up. So the White House leaks this memo that says, in this internal meeting where they're saying Georgia is really quite a fucking mess, right? 10,000 new cases, 12,000, 14,000 new cases a day. Brian Kemp tweets out something saying that the liberal media is wrong. You know, we're doing great. Everything's fine. It's like he's trying to play it, pull a 1-2. How do you do on us? And I just don't fucking buy it. It's just not good. It's not good here in Georgia. And between 15 and 17% of all people being tested are positive. Now, of course, people are going to get tested, or probably most of them have some kind of virus symptoms, right? Like me. But the truth is that if in March, if you walked into a grocery store, it was a random event. I felt relatively safe in March, because even though I had my mask on, I knew that it was unlikely that someone was going to be in that store spreading disease all over the things that I was then going to be touching and then check out. If I kept my distance, my mask, and my hand sanitizer, like they had recommended, yeah, I was going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
Now, fast forward to August, and if I go into a store and there's 100 people there, 20 of them have the fucking virus. And so I know I'm going to get the virus.
Coronavirus, price check, aisle 3.
It's like everybody has the virus now. And if we're quarantining pretty damn hard, and now one of us has the virus, that tells me all I need to know about the state of Georgia and the state of affairs, because we're just screwed. Everyone's going to get it. And, you know, maybe some of us are going to live through it just fine and it's going to be okay. And I know some people who've had it and they're doing just fine now. But I know some people who've had it and they're not doing fine because they're no longer on Earth and they passed away and they're perfectly healthy. They were perfectly, it appeared that they were perfectly healthy human beings. I don't know their exact medical history.
Yeah.
But anyway, I pray, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I don't have coronavirus. Yes. And I'm glad that I can't give it to you through this microphone, because this may be the one thing that I'm doing for 14 straight days. We may be recording like 112 episodes as I get locked in this studio for 14 days.
I'm free.
I will tell you, that I know you went to drop off one of your, stepdaughters at college. And these kids in college, man, they're out of control. They're out of control. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame them. Listen, if I was in college, I probably would be the same way.
You would.
Absolutely.
You would. And especially, too, because the death rate with that age of students is super low.
Even if the death rate was 50%, they wouldn't care.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean. That is true. But, I mean, everybody's been locked down.
Yeah.
Especially freshmen. Like, what about this? All of a sudden, you're on your own.
You're free to do whatever the fuck you want to do. You have no parents. It's like, you know, meet us at the bonfire, meet us at the tent party, Kappa Kappa Alpha Mega, you know, wet t-shirt contest, bikini ding dong contest. Like, we're all going down and we're going to get fucking nutty. And in Georgia, like, they have this college called the North Georgia College, which is in the middle of fucking nowhere, to be honest with you. It really is in the middle of nowhere. They have a street party with thousands of kids are crammed in the street.
I saw the viral video.
Did you see that? There are thousands of children are crammed in the street, none wearing masks, all wilding out and drinking themselves to the just delightful. And so at first I'm like, motherfucker, you kids, I feel like an old man. I'm like, you kids. Yeah. And then I think to myself, if I was a freshman in college, what would Brian do? If I was a freshman in college, or even if I was a freshman in college at 42 years old, I'd probably still be at the street party too. Because go on, let's be honest about it.
I know. I'm ready to go out and have a street party right now.
I know. But we're all done with it. Let me tell you what I did do last week. I woke up after I put my IKEA jigsaw puzzle, 333,000 pieces of wood swing set together. Yeah. The most it doesn't even have a motor to it. It took us 4 days, 4 days with that fucking thing together in the sweltering heat. And so I put that damn thing together, and then I ended up with a crick in my neck, like us old people sometimes do. Right. And I don't know if the college
crick in the neck.
That's right.
I hate the crick. No, everybody gets a crick in their neck.
Everybody gets a crick in the neck.
Wrong on it. That's usually what happens.
And then you can't work it out.
You're older. You're tweaking pop. It because of putting swing sets together. But
it's the whole fucking thing.
Everybody's had a crick in their neck. Crick. Is it crick or creak?
It's a crick. It's a creak. I don't know what it is, but it hurts.
It hurts.
So after 12 days of dealing with this incredible pain, like it was really painful and I couldn't get rid of it, right? No matter what I did.
Like if you turn a certain way, it's just like
the kids can see on YouTube now. They'll be able to see it on YouTube pretty soon. You can see that I have my yoga mat collection back here. That's not because I do yoga. That's because I like to collect yoga mats. And so so I tried to do everything, like stretch, everything, ice. My wife was, getting at it. I had this knot in my neck that just would not go away. So after many days, my wife begged and pleaded with me, and she said, "You have to go get this fixed.
Yeah.
Chiropractor. Or massage therapist. One of the two, but you're going to go." And I, no, I don't want to go, quarantine, the whole nine yards. After day number 12, when I woke up and I couldn't even move my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to go somewhere. So I picked the massage therapist, figuring that.
Thank God the massage parlors were
thank God
open.
That, yeah. Brian
Hello, Kettle. This is the pot calling Brian. This is Brian Kemp's office calling. You're an idiot.
So, okay. So yes, I was being a little bit hypocritical, but in an emergency, or what I felt like was an emergency, I went to the massage parlor, and that was an interesting situation in and of itself. There's no more, hanging out at the, I go to the massage parlor,
there's no more hanging out.
No more hanging out at the massage parlor.
Were you hanging out there before? Hold on. I have so many questions. It's not like it used to be. No more hanging out.
No more hanging out. Literally. When I say hanging out, I mean out of my boxers.
Okay. So, not like it used to be. You can't hang out at the massage parlor.
Jin Song's Day Spa. How can I help you?
Are you open right now?
We're open 24 hours a day, honey. Come on in.
What kind of services do you offer?
Mainly below the waist. Are you a police officer?
Yes, I am.
Great. We'll offer free massages on Tuesdays.
But just no hanging out.
No hanging out. So I go to the massage part. I'm going to tell you a story real quick. Astrid and I went to Europe a couple of years ago on a baby moon.
I have a funny massage story too for Europe. Okay. But go ahead.
But they do it differently over there, and I'll explain. So, different animal over there.
Yes, they do. Now, I had to talk myself into what was happening to me to make it okay.
I had to talk myself out of what was happening to me to make sure that I didn't get arrested in some Italian mob takedown, right? So, listen, I'm no idiot. I know that there are plenty of massage parlors out there that are just a front for Jack Shacks. And I also understand that they may serve a purpose. Maybe some guys, that's just like they need some guys or girls need that release and all that other stuff. I also understand the massage parlors can be dangerous for women and for men in some sense that there can be creeps out there that touch you in the wrong place. So I don't want to mitigate any of that. I understand the seriousness that massage parlors can present as far as sexual harassment and assault is concerned. So put that away for a second and just understand that this is just a story, right? I went to Italy and I was in Rome and we were staying at the Boscolo Hotel, the Boscolo, which was this beautiful hotel right in the downtown heart of Rome, in the traffic circle, right by the Pantheon, Beautiful, right?
Via,
walking
via
distance.
Ventia.
Yeah, Via Ventia. That's right. Via Ventia. Right close to everything. We could walk to everything. So we get to this hotel that we've booked online, and you never know what to expect when you book online. And man, is it beautiful.
And, so pretty.
And yeah, and
love
they
Italy, love Rome.
We get into the place and they take our bags and they give us a fresh drink and they tell us how wonderful things are going to be. And they take us up to our room and it's this old building that's been converted into this modern hotel, but they still have the artwork on the walls and all this other shit. And I'm like, wow, it's my first time to Italy and I am just so in love with everything Italian, right? It's just beautiful.
I mean,
Rome is beautiful.
The same way. Yeah,
and it's, and it's like, hip.
This is my place.
That's right. But about day number three, I get a crick in my neck. And so I'm like, hey, hon, you know, maybe we should go. They have a spa upstairs, you know, and so it says award-winning spa. Maybe we should go there. And they had offered us a credit at the spa for whatever reason. I think we got there and they didn't have our room ready and took an hour, extra hour or whatever. They offered us like a $40 credit at the spa. And so we decided to go get these massages. And so so we're waiting you walk up and you walk right out of the elevator and then it looks like an office, like you're in an office building. It's not a check-in necessarily that you would see like an American spa where they have, you know, like the waterfalls and the cool music and the good smells. Okay. It's just like an office. It's like someone standing behind a desk and they're like, welcome to the Boccolo Massage. And, you know, Mr. Green, fantastic. You know, please take a seat. And so out come two masseuses. It's just Astrid and I are sitting there. Out come two masseuses, Bertha, right? And Bettina. Uh-huh. And Bertha is exactly what Bertha sounds like. It's about a woman, maybe, you know, 200 plus pounds in her late 60s, right? Mm-hmm. And she's going to crack one on Astrid. She looks like the kind of woman who gives you the deep tissue massage.
Yes.
She puts all her body weight into it and you're going to get, but she's been doing this for years and she knows exactly what you need, right?
Yes.
In America, I think it's a rule. I'm just assuming, and tell me, massage therapists out there in the world, if I'm right or I'm wrong, that when you have a man and a woman, as a couple that comes into a place, it's just an unspoken rule that the young, hot masseuse goes to the woman every single time because it's not appropriate to set the man up in those kind of circumstances. But in Italy, it's the exact opposite. Bettina comes up and she's like, Mr. Green. And I'm like, yes. And she's like, oh, no, speak English. You know, I'm from Russia. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, no problem. You know, deep dish, you know, a little hard, a little soft, you know, like this. I get back into this massage room. It's pitch black, pitch black with this little tiny little waterfall light. You know, you can hear the music. And Bettina starts to massage me. Now, here's how a normal massage goes. If you've never been to a spa or you're waiting for some reason to go to one, here's how a massage normally goes in the United States. You start up, they hit your shoulders, they hit your arms, they hit your, you know, maybe like, you know, you're facing upwards. They might hit your knees.
I can't wait to tell you my story because you're hitting on all the right points.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You're facing downward.
Yeah. Well, you start up in America, at least most massages, you start up knees, neck, maybe feet, maybe calves. That's it. You know, I wear underwear. I'm not going nude to the massage parlor because I think that's wholly inappropriate.
Another point. That's
right.
Another point.
Okay. But the fear of every man who gets a massage, and I think why most men don't get massages, is the random erection that's going to happen and make the whole room uncomfortable when this woman is massaging you. First of all, I won't get a massage by a man. It just doesn't feel right to me. It's not that I'm homophobic or anything like that. It just doesn't, I just don't care for it. Right.
Yeah.
And so this woman starts me off on my back and then finishes on the front. But she is usually like the no-go zone is like nipples to knees. Let's just call it, right? Nipples to knees. You just don't go there. It's not appropriate. Keep your hands off the nipples and the knees. It's like anywhere in between there. It's just like, why? You don't need to massage those places. There's nothing there to massage. I mean, occasionally you'll have a masseuse that'll go for the bottom of your butt or maybe the top of your butt, right? But that's like, that's totally random. And there's no sexual intention whatsoever. This woman took her hand and was massaging my stomach and then working her way under the towel, right? And I was like, well, I had to say something. I had to pop up and be like, oh, I'm a little tender there. You know, just work on my feet. Because here's my fear. My fear, first of all, is this woman's about to try and make this a Jack Shack moment. And it's wholly inappropriate because I'm a married man, right? I don't want to get whacked off at a massage parlor, first of all. It's gross. It seems weird to me. I don't know this woman. This woman doesn't know me. I'm in a weird hotel in the middle of Italy. Second of all, I'm afraid that the mob is going to set me up with pictures and videos later on down the road, and they're going to ask me to.
I mean, that's a valid point.
Right? It happens in Russia all the time. I don't want to be the subject of some, you know, some fucking crowdsourced bullshit from the mob. And so I'm like, I literally had to like, could just kind of take my hand and like push her hand down to the side, because I was like, this is quickly turning into something a little bit strange. Like, and it felt strange. It did, yeah. You know, if it had been Bertha, and Bertha was doing it, right? And she was just like doing it because that's her years of experience tells you that, you know, there's some tenderness in your nuts and you need to massage those balls. Then I probably would have been like,
I'm feeling something from your hand. Yeah, I need to get to the balls.
Your balls are very, your balls are very tight. I feel
that's where the tightness is coming from.
You have two knots in your balls. The shaft of your penis.
One knot, either ball.
The shaft of your penis feels very hard and tight. I must let me work it out. Don't worry. Bertha knows how. Bertha knows what to do. You're in good hands, literally.
Right. You would be like, that's exactly what should happen.
Yeah. Okay. So, Bertha, go for it. If there was like a doctor puts his hands on my nuts or her hands on my nuts, there's no sexual feeling about it whatsoever. It's a clinical bullshit. And so there's some masseuses you know that are just clinical, but this was not clinical. It was bordering on getting strange, like a wild orchid scene.
Yeah.
So I had to quickly position her hands somewhere else. And then she went for it again. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, to be clear, she wasn't like sticking her hand down my pants. She was massaging my lower abdomen, but every time getting a little bit lower. And I was like, what are you doing? There's no muscles in my lower abdomen that you need to massage.
I haven't worked those in years.
What are you? Look at me. Does it look like that's where I hold my stress? That's where all the good stuff is. That's where I eat my stress away. Oh my God. I swear. Now it's a running joke for the entire, like, you know, whenever I go get a massage, Astrid will say, are you going to get a Bose glow? And I'm like, maybe, I don't know. Maybe this will be my lucky day. Here in America, just doesn't happen like that. They stay really nipples to knees. I mean, sometimes they massage your thigh occasionally, right? But they're quick about it. It is very clinical. They're quick about it. I don't know. Maybe the Bose glow would have been quick too. Who knows? I didn't give it a try.
Oh my God, Brian. I mean, I've got a really similar story.
All right, go. This has turned into a massage parlor day. Go.
It has. Yeah. And I mean, we've got time. We can keep going too. Yeah. We need to cut some stuff out, but I got to tell my, story. So
go.
I am with my sister. We went to Italy and this was like a dream trip for us. We're Italian, not full-blooded Italian, but you know, people with from Italian backgrounds have just like that proud thing.
Doesn't matter how much Italian you are, you're Italian.
Yeah, we're Italian, right. We're going to Italy. So I had the fortunate job where I won a trip. It was a sales contest, I won a trip. I, you know, had the fortune of being a part of this team and we all got to go take these trips. And I'm like, I'm going to Italy. And in fact, I was really suave about it. We got a week of vacation along as part of the trip.
So I
positioned it around Memorial Day. So we had
like 12 days.
Yeah. We had like 17 days, two full weeks plus good Memorial for you. Day weekend. So we're like, oh, we go over there. We did a trip to Rome, the Tuscany area, and then Venice. So we're in Rome and we're just having the best time. It's very cosmopolitan, you know, and we're seeing everything, we're doing everything, and it's just amazing. We're cheersing every night with wine. We get to the Tuscany area, and we weren't staying in Florence. We were staying in Siena. And so Siena, I had been told, is like the spoke where you can kind of stay. That's the middle of Tuscany.
Yeah.
You can kind of go out from there and do different things. So we did a day trip to Florence, and we did a wine trip. And we got together with this travel coordinator when we first got to the hotel. And her name was Pia. She was just amazing.
Pia Maria.
She was like, oh, Pia Maria.
Pia Maria.
Consavia, whatever.
What an Italian name.
She was just amazing. And so she set us up with like a cooking class, a private cooking class with her friend in the Tuscan Hills. And then we had this day too. We were going to the winery and also to this day spa. So at the time, Kelly, my sister, had just graduated from college. And I had worked in a day spa before, actually all through college. I'm very familiar with massages. I know it. I'm cool. But I'm like, Kelly, we got to get the massage. She's like, I've never had one before, and I'm nervous. And I said, no worries. We're going to get
no worries. Yeah, I've been doing this for years.
I've been doing this. I'm a pro. We're going for this. And she's like, okay. And she, and you know, the night before we're sitting there talking, she's like, what if I get a man? And I said, no problem. They're fine. They're totally, they're very professional.
Yeah.
We get there. We have reservations. It's this place too that's like out. We get a, like a limo.
Our
travel coordinator set us up like five star all the way. We have a limo come and pick, or a driver service comes and picks up, takes us out to the countryside in Tuscany.
Wow.
No one is speaking English out there.
No, just to be clear.
Reservations, yeah. And everything's good. And so we're getting out there and I'm like, okay. And we brought our bathing suits too, because you know.
Yeah, it's a spa. You might have to take a dip in the pool or the hot tub. Yeah,
these mineral pools.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. So we get out there and we're doing like the Turkish bath.
Wow.
Oh, I love that Turkish bath.
Sounds wonderful.
That's a whole other story with a man in the Turkish bath spraying his head. But anyway, so I won't go to that. So we're finally like, okay, we're ready for the massages. They take us downstairs to this like, you know, below and like this clay mud, you know.
The cavern. The massage cavern.
It is a massage cavern. And they come down and they had kind of gotten us, when we first checked into this place, they had gotten us a little bit confused because it said Mr. and Mrs. Hoadley on our reservation. And I was like, we first checked in, I was kind of like, ha-ha, not Mr. and Mrs., it's
Mrs. Yeah, it's Mrs. and Mrs. Yeah, oh, they're like lesbians.
They're
great.
Like,
oh,
yeah. They're like, cool.
No problem. We got you covered. It's Italy. We're very fat. We're very forward here.
So yeah. I'm like, haha, okay. And I don't think they fully got it because then later on, we're down in the cavern and the people come down. And the guy, a guy comes down and he's like a young, good looking guy. And he comes down and he's like, Mrs. Hoadley. And well, we're both Mrs. Hoadley, and it's a man. And Kelly had been worried about it the night before, my sister. And so I was like, it's me. I'll go.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll take the man. Yeah.
I'll take the man. From there, here's the story. Here's the meat of the story. So we go. He leads me. And there had been a woman that had come down, too. So I took the man. So
no, good for you. Yeah, you took the bullet. Right.
I took the bullet. I'm like, I got this. I'm a pro. No problem.
You took the bullet and the fingers.
Yeah. So we get up to the massage room and we get in there and I distinctly remember it was a beautiful massage room overlooking like the Tuscan countryside.
Whoa.
Gorgeous. And
what could go wrong? This sounds wonderful.
Yeah, he goes, here, you change into this. And there's like a paper thong. On the table, and I was like, and I was a little nervous.
Like, yeah, like did someone else use this?
I'm very progressive, but I'm like, I've got my bathing suit bottom on. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let me just take off the top of my bikini, and I'm going to lay face down. And so he goes, lay face up. And I go, no. I was like, I'm going to lay face down. He's like, ha, ha, ha. Like, he didn't understand what I was saying. And I was like,
doesn't need to be.
That's right.
So I'm like, ha, ha. I'm going to lay face down. So I'm laying face down and I'm kind of like getting into it and there's music playing and he's massaging. Everything's going pretty well. And then he goes, now it's time to turn over. And I was like, well, but
I don't have any top. I don't have a top on. Yeah.
I don't have a top on. So I'm like, okay.
Okay. Why not? Yeah.
I did it. And I'm thinking he's going around the boobs, but no. He's going in for a boob massage.
Whoa.
He's going in for a full pectoral boob massage, and then he massages the rest of my body too. But while I'm there, I'm like, this is weird. This is weird.
This is totally weird.
Is he laughing? Like, is he going to tell his friends later? And did Jennifer Aniston do this? I'm pretty sure this is just the normal. It's norm.
It's normal. It's norm. Everybody does it. Everybody gets a tit massage.
Everyone gets a boob massage.
Everyone gets a tit massage.
Needless to say, I wasn't relaxed.
No, of course not.
For that boob massage part. And then I get down after I'm done and I go downstairs and Kelly goes, ha ha, I can only imagine what you just went through. Yeah.
I got a tit massage.
We proceeded to drink wine.
Did she get a tit massage is the question.
They went around.
Yeah, they go around the boobs.
I got a full on.
Oh, you got like, he was just grabbing the boobs, huh?
He was grabbing them and massaging them. I'm like, those aren't sore.
Yeah.
now they are.
They're all good, thanks. I dated a girl, you know the one I'm talking about, and she took a trip to Colorado, and while she was in Colorado, a friend of hers, I don't know how they found this massage therapist, but they found a massage therapist. Now, mind you, I am dating this woman at the time. She didn't tell me about this till she comes back, but she is with the friend of hers, and she's very matter of fact about this whole situation, that the guy gave her a massage. Told this girl that you should be naked for the massage because this is an intense deep dive massage. I'm going to do some things you've never had done before, but it's going to relax you.
It's going to relax.
And he persisted to finger her during the massage, and she said she found it quite relaxing. And I was like, wait a second, you're my girlfriend, and some massage therapist just fingered you, and you found that quite relaxing. She's like, it was quite frankly the best massage I've ever had. About the sex massage I give you with my penis? Still the best massage I've ever had. The stranger in Colorado. And I always felt weird about it. Like, okay, so then like fast forward like 2 years after this, and then a year after this, and we're going to take a trip to Colorado to see this woman that she was with. And she's in, like, I can hear her on the phone making plans. And she's like, oh, maybe we should go get a massage from Bob. And I'm like, the fuck you are? Going to go get a massage
Bob's out.
From Bob. Jesus Christ. Christ.
Oh my God, that's like Kelly and I just laughed that night because we were, I mean, I was a little shaken up.
It's after. Just a whole different like, world. Yeah.
I'm like, Jennifer Aniston does this. Celebrities do this. It's okay, Chrissy. Just, I was like talking myself through it. I'm like, the boob massage feels good.
I know.
Yes, yeah. It does it. It does. It does it.
You know, Astrid told me, she's like, and it's true. It's just, things just work differently over there, right? They're not afraid of their sexuality.
Yes.
And I think that. Correct. It's probably, for, at least for me, for my situation, I think there's probably a good chance that most men or Italian men who walk into those massage parlors, part of the massage is it's going a little extra, right? Mm-hmm. It's getting those knots out of your nuts.
It is. Knots out of the nuts and boobs. Knots out of the boobs as well.
So
yeah, Kelly and I were like, he thought we conjured up all things in our head. We were like, well, it was a man and they thought it was Mr. Hoadley, so maybe they thought it was going to be a man, and so it was a pectoral massage.
Ah, it was a nipple massage is what it was.
You're asking for the bars.
So I got a massage. There it is. I got a massage during quarantine coronavirus, and now I have symptoms, and now all I can think to myself is, the freaking lady, you know, and I get in there and she's wearing an N95 mask. And I'm like, do I take my mask off or do I leave it on? She goes, completely up to you. I'll be wearing mine the whole time. I just washed my hands and sanitized, and we have to take a test every week to work here. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So what I did was massage on while I was up and then massage on, and then mask on while I was down. Cause I figured, you know, I'm breathing into that fucking pillow that strangles you.
The hole.
I can get you another 355 subscribers.
Really? How much?
How much do you owe on your mortgage?
Like, I don't know, a couple $100,000.
Okay, here's the deal. You sign over your mortgage to me and I'll get you 355 more subscribers.
That's awesome. What app is this again?
Podcast Universe.
Podcast Universe. That's great. It sounds awesome.
You're the only podcast on the app for 12 days. If you sign over your car to me.
I'll be the only podcast on your app for 12 days with 6 million listeners?
Oh, it just turned to 7 million. Look at that. Our traffic is going through the roof.
It's in real time.
TCBpodcast.com is where you can go to find out more about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, listen to all the episodes. Please leave a review and like us on your favorite podcasting platform. Remember, shows drop every Wednesday right about midnight. And we are soliciting songs, audio clips, funny bits that you do yourself, and then we'll play them on air. And hey, we might even get in touch with you. And if you do record something, just make sure that I can actually understand what you're saying. You know, it doesn't have to be in my language necessarily.
We're also soliciting masseuses.
Yes. Boscalo massages only.
Weigh in on this.
We need a Boscalo. That's what we need. Join the Break Room and you'll get the August 2020 episode of the Break Room with the extra content, including the most hilarious 12 and a half minute message from my mother.
Hi, Brian. It's your mom.
Next week, I'll tell the story about my dad. Letting my dad listen to my mom's impression. Too great. We're going to get through this. Let's hope we don't have coronavirus.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
I know. Fingers crossed. I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Does it need to be?
That's right.
God. Oh, Jesus.
Email us at thecommercialbee@gmail.com. Find us and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Commercial Break. New episodes drop every Wednesday. We can be found on Spotify, iHeartMedia, Apple, Google, and all major podcast providers. The Commercial Break is a Great Middleweight production, written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoatley.